a primary care option just steps from Krannert Center. Appointments available at his campus office at 217-328-2323.
We'll have a fall-like day in the forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser. Sunny early, intervals of clouds and sunshine later, breezy cool, high of only 62. It's 54 on Friends Plaza right now. Ed will have details on the weather. After AM 580 News, here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A spokesman for Congressman Tim Johnson of Urbana says the Urbana Republican voted against the financial market bailout bill yesterday because it still relies too much on federal backing to shore up the economy. Press Secretary Phil Bloomer says Johnson believes the compromise bill was an improvement over the measure presented to lawmakers last week, but he says more changes are needed to protect taxpayers from having to bear the burden of the financial mistakes of others.
There are some proposals afoot that package some of these mortgage-based securities in ways that will be attractive to the private sector to buy, with elements like tax credits for purchases and requirements that purchasers buy government-backed insurance. Those are the kinds of ideas that Congressman Johnson and most of the rank and file were not given the option of exploring.
Bloomer says that in Johnson's view, yesterday's defeat of the market bailout bill was a bipartisan rejection of House leaders who failed to listen to rank and file concerns as they worked on the compromise version over the weekend. The House is expected back in Washington Thursday to take another stab at a financial bailout package. The bipartisan plan that was defeated yesterday was crafted with the help of Congressman Rahm Emanuel, a Democrat from Chicago.
We thought we had found the very basis of both principle and politics. The principle being that we were going to calm the markets, and what we had sought as legislators, the insurance to protect the taxpayers, and that we would join hands and get this done.
Emanuel was one of nine members of Congress from Illinois to vote for the bill. The congressional delegation was split 9-9 on the bailout bill, with Republican Jerry Weller not voting. In central Illinois, Republicans Tim Johnson and John Shimkus voted against the bill, while Ray LaHood of Peoria voted yes. The vote was 6-3 against the bailout bill among House members in Indiana. Republican Steve Beyer of Monticello voted against the measure, while Democrat Brad Ellsworth of Evansville voted for it. Convicted political fundraiser or fixer Antoine Tony Rezko has been quietly visiting Chicago's federal courthouse, setting off speculation that he may be spilling secrets to federal prosecutors in return for a lenient sentence. Attorneys with knowledge of the government's investigation of corruption in state government say they're convinced the key fundraiser for Governor Rod Blagojevich and Senator Barack Obama is either talking or about to do so. Two attorneys said yesterday that they and other lawyers have been contacted by prosecutors seeking to check information that only Rezko could have told them. Both attorneys spoke only on condition of anonymity, saying prosecutors have sought to keep such matters secret as part of the grand jury investigation. A tentative deal on a new collective bargaining agreement between Mitsubishi Motors North America and the United Auto Workers calls for union workers to take pay cuts in exchange for job security. The tentative deal reached last week between Mitsubishi and UAW Local 2488 also provides for the creation of a two-tiered wage system, retirement offers, and changes in medical benefits. According to the Bloomington Pantograph, Mitsubishi in return will agree to no involuntary layoffs and guarantee the plant will remain open for the duration of the contract. The UAW has not publicly announced when its 1,264 members will vote, but the proposed contract, if ratified, is scheduled to take effect Monday and run through August 30, 2012. The plant's union employees have been working without a contract since their most recent labor agreement expired September 5th after the union unanimously rejected the automaker's latest offer. A long-term project to update Cunningham Children's Home in Urbana has gotten a $500,000 boost. The grant from Richard and Roseanne Noel was inspired by a campaign organized by former Illinois men's basketball coach Lou Henson and one of his top players from the 80s, Kendall Gill. Henson hopes it spurs other gifts.
We've had a lot of unbelievable gifts, but this is by far the largest, and maybe this will encourage others to help out.
Also, Cunningham Children's Home President Marlon Livingston says it will cost $8 million to build a new school and recreation center for more than 100 additional children and teens with emotional and behavioral difficulties.
What you're seeing is a shift in more difficult kids, more what they call acute kids, but they're still, at the end of the day, they're still kids. And so even though their behaviors might be more challenging, it's still the same philosophy of making sure they know they belong to a place, making sure that they can gain mastery over things.
At the same time, Livingston says students are learning how to give back to others, which he calls a valuable therapeutic tool. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 7:30 with headlines at 7:06. I'm Jeff Bonser.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, that's chief, not cheap, wanted to make sure I enunciated that correctly, Ed, joins us for another in-depth look at weather here. And it's more fall-like today than it has been.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Crisp is the word we can put back in the forecast.
Yeah, better than cheap. Nothing's cheap anymore.
No, it's not. It is definitely not. But, boy, I get energized. I don't know. I like fall. It's real football weather coming on and, you know, time for the World Series to start. And
well, that doesn't come for a few weeks.
Well, that's true. We got the playoffs to get through, don't we?
And
we still got one game in the regular.